This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. 71 degrees, another muggy day, not quite as muggy as yesterday. Mostly cloudy with a 50-50 chance of showers this morning, and then mostly sunshine in the afternoon. Our high today about 88 degrees. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the low 90s. Really warm tomorrow. Tomorrow night mostly clear with a low down around 70 degrees. On Thursday, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the afternoon, and maybe some heavy winds as well on Thursday, high in the low 90s, so the weather is definitely going to warm up. A tornado watch and rain throughout the evening couldn't keep more than 1,000 determined activists and many local leaders and residents of Orange County from gathering outside the North Carolina General Assembly building in Raleigh for the sixth week of the NAACP's Moral Monday protest. WCHL's Rachel Nash was there and has more.
That's the sound of protesters packed inside the state legislative building. With the 84 arrests Monday evening, the total number now exceeds upwards of 350 arrests. But before the handcuffs were drawn, clergy members from across the state spoke to those planning to be arrested, as well as their supporters, across from the General Assembly. The group then marched together into the state house. Mia Burrows, a member of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board of Education, was one of the supporters.
Our public schools are the key to our state's future, to our community's future. And in the General Assembly this year, they are trying to really destroy it.
Burroughs was joined by fellow board member James Barrett. Burroughs says, though the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District faces steep budget shortfalls this year, she has faith the Orange County commissioners will provide the additional funding for the district. She still worries, though, for the other counties and districts throughout the state that don't have the same support.
They need the teacher assistance. They need excellent education. They need teachers who want to be there and can afford to be there and don't need second jobs.
Emma Perry, a rising sixth grader, came with her mom to support teachers in Orange County. Perry was not intimidated in the least by the hectic scene.
I think it's really fun and it's really inspiring because everyone came out here with the beliefs that I have.
Orange County Commissioner Bernadette Pelissier was there along with Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton and Carborough Board of Aldermen Damon Siles and Michelle Johnson. Chilton was the first arrested at last Monday's rally. Siles, Johnson, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell and Carborough Alderman Sammy Slade would follow. Pelissier says the growing number of Orange County leaders attending the protests mirrors their increasing fears of how this wave of legislation will affect their constituents.
I want to make sure that we can provide as many of the services that our residents need.
Pelissier believes that for this movement to actually make a difference, it must be a statewide effort. Local resident Ted Reuter believes the General Assembly is moving in the wrong direction, what many protesters have said since the birth of the Moral Monday rallies in late April.
This is one of the most radical, regressive state legislatures in the country, and I'm really embarrassed at what they're doing. And they certainly don't represent the progressive views of people in Chapel Hill and Carborough and Durham and Raleigh.
Frankie Price Stern, who has lived in Chapel Hill for 19 years, says her grievance is the state's efforts to limit voting rights.
I absolutely do not understand how somebody to go to bed at night and sleep and pass voter suppression laws. It is so far against everything that has to do with a democracy.
Jeffrey Frank, who attends the United Church of Chapel Hill, has now attended four Moral Mondays. He believes in the message of movement leader and NAACP State Chapter President, Reverend William Barber.
Reverend Barber is just a wonderful character. He just captures the whole thing, and he's got a wonderful sense of it.
Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who represents Orange and Chatham counties, also made an appearance to watch as protesters chanted and sang in unison outside the assembly's chamber doors. The NAACP will host Witness Wednesday this week at the Davie Street Presbyterian Church in Raleigh. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:12, 12 minutes after 6 o'clock. More news in just a moment.
Have a good day. Next!
Hi there. Two hot dogs, please.
Oh, honey, this has been the perfect getaway, and I can't believe how much money we saved with Hotels.com.
Shh! If people find out we've got extra money...
Oh, sweetie, relax.
Here you go.
How much?
For you, $37.
Whoa!
Plus, it's extra.
What is it, wrapped in gold?
The Hotels.com Memorial Day sale, now through May 27th. With savings so great, you won't be able to keep it a secret. Book now and save up to 30%. Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS Store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores, your go-to source for your to-do list.
The UPS stores at Chapel Hill North on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn and in Meadowmont.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
We're speaking with Stephen Lair of Homestead Senior Care.
When people think about Homestead Senior Care, I want them to think these people are part of the solution. These people are local. They're doing their best to help. It's a big issue that we're facing with aging in this country and in this community. We're bound and determined that we're going to make a difference here.
If someone wants to find out more about Homestead Senior Care, what's the first step they should take?
Well, you can go to homestead.com. Our local website has got a ton of different resources and links to our blog and the different things that we're talking about and are a part of in the community. That's the first way. Or you can call us up at 919-933-3300, and we'd love to plug you into what we're doing here in the local community.
They always say that if you don't want to work, find something you're really passionate about that you really enjoy doing, and then you never have to work a day in your life. That seems to fit you as well as anybody I know.
That's right. It sounds very familiar. That's the advice my dad gave me. He said, find something you love doing, and then figure out how to make a living at it. And as long as you never get those two things confused, you'll be a happy man. And that's where I found myself. We love what we do. We love being able to tell our families and our friends at the end of the day that we made a difference. And that's the biggest part of Homestead Senior Care, is we want to make a difference. We talked about that before, about this sense of community that Chapel Hill seems to possess. And that's what Homestead works to be a part of. We want to be a part of this community, and we want to help enrich the community, whether or not it's through education and through getting information out there about what people are struggling with, Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and so many different things that are affecting all of us, or providing actual service to help alleviate some of those problems. But either way, we want to be part of the solution, and we want to feel like at the end of the day we made a difference in Chapel Hill.
Our job is to keep people independent and living life on their own terms as long as possible. And we do any number of things that was to keep people living life on their own terms.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
All day and all night, 97.9 FM, WCHL is your source for breaking news, up-to-the-minute weather, and all kinds of information on our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, and instantly live streaming on chapelboro.com. There's an app for that. Now, back to Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:15, 15 minutes after 6 o'clock at WCHL. The Chapel Hill Town Council signed off on next year's budget last night, voting to raise the property tax rate for the first time in 4 years. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
The Chapel Hill Town Council last night approved a $93 million spending plan that balances the budget by raising the property tax rate by 2 cents to 51.4 cents per $100 of value. And though the vote was unanimous, it didn't pass without critique from Councilmember Matt Joukowsky.
We will drive a few of those neediest amongst us out of Chapel Hill when we pass this budget. That's just for sure. And every time we raise taxes, for whatever good purpose in part, we make it harder and harder for people of modest or even above modest means to live here.
Nonetheless, Joukowsky praised the town manager for bringing forward a well-balanced budget. Half of the property tax rate increase will go to fund the transit system. The other half will go to the town's general fund to be used to pay for increased library hours and the cost of hauling trash to a transfer station in Durham. This is the first time since 2008 that the council has voted to raise the property tax rate, and, as Councilmember Ed Harrison pointed out, the first time in 9 years that the transit fund rate has increased.
The system cost 63% more to run than it did 9 years ago, with 40% more riders.
The $54 million general fund budget includes an additional $244,000 in library funding to keep the library open 64 hours a week. The newly expanded facility had been cut down to 54 hours when it reopened this spring due to the building's higher operating expenses. The budget also includes a 2% pay raise for town employees and covers a 4% increase in health care costs. Looking ahead to next year, Town Manager Roger Stansel says that council will need to consider long-term solutions for the town's solid waste disposal, as well as the financial stability of the transit system. He also advised it might be time to start planning a bond referendum to take to voters.
We also have some pretty significant improvements in parks and recreation and greenways, facilities that are worn out, need to be replaced. So we need to start talking about what are the ways that we would replace those facilities and how would we plan for a future bond referendum.
Though the council set the town's tax rate last night, next year's county tax rate is still up in the air. Commissioners have indicated they don't plan to increase the countywide property tax rate, but they may opt to raise the Chapel Hill-Carver City Schools District tax, as well as the Chapel Hill Fire District tax. The county will adopt its final budget on June 18th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:18, 18 minutes after 6 o'clock. And time now for your first traffic report on WCHL. Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menu specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. And don't forget about Fridays on the Front Porch at the end of the week. Great way to celebrate and start the weekend at the Carolina Inn. Well, not much happening in the way of traffic this morning. Not a lot of activity out there so far. But when it does crank up a little bit, Rand Northam will be keeping a very close eye on it, and we'll let you know what's going on. In the meantime, if you know of anything that's unusual that we're not reporting, call us in the newsroom, 919-967-8363. Right now, everything is copacetic. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather, presented by Carborough Family Medicine. They've been serving Chapel Hill, Carborough, and surrounding communities for 30 years now. If you'd like the idea of a team whose goal is your good health, join them at Carborough Family Medicine. You can find them on the web at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net. It is 71 degrees this morning, a little muggy, not quite as muggy as yesterday, but nonetheless, mostly cloudy today with a 50-50 chance of showers this morning and mostly sunshine in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s, so there is a light at the end of this rain tunnel. Tonight, we're looking at clear skies with the lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny day with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low around 70. And on Thursday, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon, and maybe rather windy as well. High again in the low 90s, so we're talking about some warm temperatures for the next couple of days. Today, in the meantime, not so bad. Highs about 88 degrees. Time now for David Letterman and the Top 10 List on WCHL.
From the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York, The Late Show with David Letterman. Top 10 List.
Father's Day is Sunday, June 16th, so don't forget to pick up the perfect Hallmark card for your dad. After all, what your dad really wants is to hear he's loved, has been the best dad in the world, and you don't know where you'd be without him. Nothing says that better than a Hallmark card. So pick up the perfect Father's Day card today, wherever Hallmark cards are sold. Hallmark. Life is a special occasion.
This is a Toys R Us news update.
Toys R Us is the best place to start off your summer fun to-do list. First, splash and save with $100 off the huge Step 2 Grand Rapids Slides and Sport Water Slide. Next, upgrade to a snazzier bike. Get 25% off all Disney Princess, Spider-Man, Cars, and Hello Kitty bikes with price match on everything.
Toys R Us. Why shop anywhere else for backyard fun? Why?
Exclusions apply. Accessories sold separately. See Toys R Us for details.
Now, we know for a fact now that the National Security Agency monitors everything we do. Every piece of communication, personal, professional, don't make any difference. They know where we're going. They know what we do when we get there. Yeah. They know who we see. They know who we talk to. They know what we talk about. And now Google, they monitor all of our Googling activities. Oh. So here now are Google searches. When you and I are at home just on our Google anybody, things that will show up at the headquarters of the NSA, and they'll say, uh-oh, let's look into this.
Oh, they'll red flag searches that you're going
to. Yeah, to the category Google searches flagged by the NSA.
Oh, they red flag.
Yeah, so this is no surprise to me, and as I mentioned before, I welcome it. I think I'm just that fascinating. I want people to know every last
everything
little
about
thing
you.
About me.
Yeah.
Google search, thank you. So let's just say you're at home, you got the thing heated up, and you're ready to go, and these might be, and they may be meaningful, they may be meaningless, don't make any difference to the NSA, they just want to know. All right, top 10 Google searches flagged by the NSA. Number 10, Kate Upton fully clothed. They
sure,
see that and they
that
think,
that would be a flag, yeah,
let's
right
look
there,
into
yeah.
this guy, yeah.
Who really would be searching
nobody,
that? Nobody,
no. Number 9, day trips for sociopaths. That's a sign that they would look into. Number 8, Kern. Number 7, enriched uranium Groupon.
Yeah.
And number 6, Dr. Phil medical credentials. Number 5, this one's tough, Dick Vans, not Dyke or Patton. Number 4, Liberace wife. Number 3, Letterman still alive? Number 2, Chris Christie topless. And the number 1 Google search flagged by the NSA, how to avoid being flagged by NSA.
Some of that stuff you never would want to see. David Letterman, top 10 list on WCHL. Don't forget to join Dave tonight. His guests will be Dana Carvey, Nick Robinson, and the Broadway cast of Matilda. That's tonight on the CBS Television Network. Copyright 2013. Worldwide Pants Incorporated. It is time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Good morning, I'm Ron Stutz. The threat of bad weather has forced the postponement of last night's final game in the South Carolina-North Carolina Super Regional Series. The deciding game of the best of three series is now scheduled for today at 12 noon. A tornado watch was in effect in the Chapel Hill area and surrounding counties until late last night, as you know, while forecasters also expected scattered thunderstorms and just plain old showers. Rain forced the postponement of Friday's series opener to Saturday. The number 1 overall seed Tar Heels 56-10 of the season won that game 6-5, and then the Gamecocks won 8-0 on Sunday. Gamecocks are 43-19 of the season. Carolina sophomore right-hander Benton Moss is set to go on the mound. South Carolina freshman lefty Jack Wynkoop will go for the Gamecocks. They will start, and the winner, of course, of this game goes on to the College World Series. And North Carolina has been to the College World Series 6 times in the last 8 seasons, but the Tar Heels have never won it. And South Carolina, on the other hand, actually won the NCAA title in 2010 and 2011. Again, game time today, 12 noon at Boschhammer Stadium, right here in Chapel Hill. You're going to hear it on WCHL and streaming live on chapelboro.com. Carolina baseball, coming up.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by LifeLock. Not only guarding your identity, your good name and credit, but also monitoring your bank accounts for takeover fraud. LifeLock is the only identity theft protection service that does it. Check it out at LifeLock.com. This is Charles Osgood. Our CBS News colleague Seth Doan has spoken with Glenn Greenwald, who first told the world about Edward Snowden.
Glenn Greenwald is a columnist for Britain's Guardian newspaper. He wrote the first articles based on Snowden's leaks.
Well, Doan learned from Greenwald about Snowden after this. Identity theft is still the fastest growing crime in America, which is why I'm a LifeLock member. Let me tell you something I've learned. An identity thief generally needs 3 things to steal your identity. Your name, social security number, and date of birth, and they are not hard to find. Security breaches, when businesses' computers are hacked and records are stolen, happen almost daily. Consider all the places that hold on to your personal and financial records, your bank, your family doctor, online stores. The list is endless, which is why it's so hard to protect yourself on your own. Identity theft is a global problem, and it can happen to you. I've protected myself with LifeLock Ultimate, and you should too. Visit LifeLock.com for details and use my last name, Osgood, to get 10% off your LifeLock Ultimate membership. Or call LifeLock and mention Osgood. Call 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040. 1-800-838-8040.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Why did Edward Snowden decide to spill the secret beans to Glenn Greenwald and through him to the whole world? Greenwald told our Seth Doane.
He felt very strongly that if this was going to be done, that the public, quite rightly, would want to hear from the person who did it and understand why it was that they did it.
Seth, did Snowden say why he went to Hong Kong to do this?
Snowden said he fled to Hong Kong because of its commitment to free speech. But if the U.S. asks, it's likely Snowden will be extradited, if past requests are any indication. Hong Kong's extradition treaty has a few exceptions, if the request is politically motivated or if the suspect will not be given a fair trial.
Doane wondered what was on Snowden's mind now and asked Greenwald.
You're still in touch with Mr. Snowden. What is he thinking right now? What is he worrying about right now?
To be honest, he's actually not very worried. He believed it was more important for the public to learn about what was being done by the United States and the spying apparatus and the effect that it was having on our world than it was for him to continue to live this comfortable life of making lots of money, living in Hawaii, having career stability and the like. He really did sacrifice knowing that he'd become the world's most wanted man, and the fact that it's happened is not a surprise to him.
It certainly made a lot of people in Washington uncomfortable, and a lot of ordinary people have been uncomfortable too. The Osgood File, Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's ice-cold fountain drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruisers, good to go.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Chapel Hill's most anticipated summer concert series continues this Thursday at University Mall. It's the third annual Sweet Carolina Summer Concert Series presented by UNC Healthcare, this week featuring Too Much Sylvia.
I'm out of money, honey, feeling like a creep.
Too Much Sylvia will be a great night of entertainment featuring not only beach music, but all of your favorites. Showtime is 6:30 p.m., so come on out to the Sweet Carolina Summer Concert Series at University Mall, sponsored in part by Duke Energy and Performance Subaru.
Are you looking for new customers? Try our local deal, brought to you by WCHL and the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. You offer a deal to the community from your business, and folks purchase it. Everybody loves a deal. With our local deal, your company or organization is featured on 97.9 FM WCHL, on the site at ourlocaldeal.com and through social media. Want to try the best marketing deal in town? Visit ourlocaldeal.com or call us at 919-933-4165.
It is 6:30 at WCHL, bottom of the hour. Time to take a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. Brought to you by Southern Season, where you can shop today for all of Dad's favorites just in time for Father's Day. Southern Season's legendary barbecue, beer, and baskets. That's what he really wants at University Mall in Chapel Hill, or go online at southernseason.com. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill. A little muggy this morning. Not quite as muggy as yesterday, but muggy nonetheless. A lot of moisture in the air. Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers this morning. Then mostly sunny in the afternoon with a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, clear with a low around 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low down around 70. And then on Thursday, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms, probably in the afternoon. And maybe some thunderstorms that will produce some gusty winds in the afternoon, too. But the high temperature, again, in the low 90s for the second consecutive day. So some really warm weather is definitely on the way.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station.
Update. I'm Dave Barrett. Edward Snowden's whereabouts unknown after he admitted that he revealed secret surveillance of Americans by the U.S. government He'd spoken to the British paper, The Guardian, Glenn Greenwald, a reporter there.
He really did sacrifice knowing that he'd become the world's most wanted man, and the fact that it's happened is not a surprise to him.
Greenwald says he's been in contact with Snowden since he disappeared in Hong Kong. He says more revelations could come out in the near future. Stateside, CBS's Susan McGinnis.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein, head of the Senate Intelligence Committee, wants Snowden prosecuted. She says he violated the law. It's an act of treason, in my view. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tweeted this: I hope we follow Mr. Snowden to the ends of the earth to bring him to justice.
Andrew Cohen, CBS News senior legal analyst.
There's a good chance he'll be prosecuted, but not a good chance he'll stand trial. These national security cases often settle with plea deals because the feds don't like to air their secrets in open court in front of jurors and the public.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
You're listening to 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now back to the WCHL Morning News with Ron Stutz.
Good morning. It is 6:32, 28 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. 71 degrees, muggy day on the way, 50-50 chance of rain. Probably this morning we'll have a lot of sunshine in the afternoon. Our high temperature today up close to 90, about 88 or 89 degrees. We had a tornado watch and rain throughout the evening last night. It couldn't keep more than 1,000 determined activists and many local leaders and residents of Orange County from gathering outside the General Assembly building in Raleigh for the sixth week of the NAACP's Moral Monday protest. WCHL reporter Rachel Nash was there and has more on what happened last night.
That's the sound of protesters packed inside the state legislative building. With the 84 arrests Monday evening, the total number now exceeds upwards of 350 arrests. But before the handcuffs were drawn, clergy members from across the state spoke to those planning to be arrested, as well as their supporters, across from the General Assembly. The group then marched together into the state house. Mia Burrows, a member of the Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board of Education, was one of the supporters.
Our public schools are the key to our state's future, to our community's future. And in the General Assembly this year, they are trying to really destroy it.
Burroughs was joined by fellow board member James Barrett. Burroughs says, though the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District faces steep budget shortfalls this year, she has faith the Orange County commissioners will provide the additional funding for the district. She still worries, though, for the other counties and districts throughout the state that don't have the same support.
They need the teacher assistance. They need excellent education. They need teachers who want to be there and can afford to be there and don't need second jobs.
Emma Perry, a rising sixth grader, came with her mom to support teachers in Orange County. Perry was not intimidated in the least by the hectic scene.
I think it's really fun and it's really inspiring because everyone came out here with the beliefs that I have.
Orange County Commissioner Bernadette Pelissier was there along with Carborough Mayor Mark Chilton and Carborough Board of Aldermen Damon Siles and Michelle Johnson. Chilton was the first arrested at last Monday's rally. Siles, Johnson, and Chapel Hill Town Council member Donna Bell and Carborough Alderman Sammy Slade would follow. Pelissier says the growing number of Orange County leaders attending the protests mirrors their increasing fears of how this wave of legislation will affect their constituents.
I want to make sure that we can provide as many of the services that our residents need.
Pelissier believes that for this movement to actually make a difference, it must be a statewide effort. Local resident Ted Reuter believes the General Assembly is moving in the wrong direction, what many protesters have said since the birth of the Moral Monday rallies in late April.
This is one of the most radical, regressive state legislatures in the country, and I'm really embarrassed at what they're doing. And they certainly don't represent the progressive views of people in Chapel Hill and Carborough and Durham and Raleigh.
Frankie Price Stern, who has lived in Chapel Hill for 19 years, says her grievance is the state's efforts to limit voting rights.
I absolutely do not understand how somebody to go to bed at night and sleep and pass voter suppression laws. It is so far against everything that has to do with a democracy.
Jeffrey Frank, who attends the United Church of Chapel Hill, has now attended four Moral Mondays. He believes in the message of movement leader and NAACP state chapter president, Reverend William Barber.
Reverend Barber is just a wonderful character. He just captures the whole thing, and he's got a wonderful sense of it.
Senator Ellie Kinnaird, who represents Orange and Chatham counties, also made an appearance to watch as protesters chanted and sang in unison outside the assembly's chamber doors. The NAACP will host Witness Wednesday this week at the Davy Street Presbyterian Church in Raleigh. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And in other news this morning, with the state Senate set to vote on the repeal of the Racial Justice Act, State Senator Ellie Kinnaird of Chapel Hill laments the course the upcoming vote has taken.
Last term, the Republicans said that they objected to the form of the Racial Justice Act, which used statistics from all over the state, but that they would be willing to accept the Racial Justice Act if the statistics were very particular to the region or the district attorney. And now this year, they are completely dismantling it, and we are very disappointed at that.
The Racial Justice Act, passed in 2009, allows death row inmates to challenge their sentencing on the basis of racial bias. The act was based on a UNC Chapel Hill study that found that if someone was accused of murdering a white person as opposed to a person of color, that person was more than three times more likely to receive the death penalty.
This is just whether on the jury selection there was bias against putting black people, minorities, on the jury that made the decision.
Kinnaird says she opposes the act's repeal, citing a possible violation of prisoners' rights.
Those people who applied made motions to the court to have their sentences reassessed by another trial. They may have the right to have that done.
In addition to repealing the Racial Justice Act, the bill would also remove the restriction that only doctors can give the lethal injection in state executions.
Some years ago, we had a disagreement because the medical board said that doctors are not allowed to kill people.
Kinnaird attributes the current repeal efforts to growing pushbacks on various social issues.
It's sort of part of this apple cart turnover that's going on with social issues and the culture wars, and this is really just one of the culture wars.
The House voted to repeal the Racial Justice Act on June 5th, and the bill is expected to be on Governor McCrory's desk by the end of this week. On Monday, the police chiefs from each of UNC's 17 campuses co-signed a joint statement opposing North Carolina House Bill 937, which would allow individuals with concealed carry permits to bring guns on the campus. UNC Chapel Hill Police Chief Jeff McCracken was among those signees. Passed by the State House last month, the bill would allow concealed carry permit holders to carry their guns on college and university campuses. Private colleges and universities would retain the right to prohibit guns on their campus, but public institutions like Carolina would have to allow them. UNC System President Tom Ross has already spoken out against the bill, sparking criticism and response from gun rights advocates. Now, campus law enforcement officials are following Ross in opposition. The joint statement reads in part, quoting here, "We believe passage of this bill would increase the risk to the safety of our students, faculty, staff, and visitors. The potential risk to those on campus far outweighs the convenience to concealed carry permit holders," unquote. House Bill 937 passed the State House last month by a 76-38 vote along party lines. It's currently awaiting passage by the State Senate. To read the full statement, view the story on our website, chapelboro.com. The chief budget writer in the House says the chamber's state government spending plan is responsible and realistic. Representative Nelson Dollar of Cary discussed the House version of the two-year budget bill Monday at a legislative building news conference. The plan would spend under $21 billion, or less than 2% more than this year. The bill contains no pay raises for state employees and teachers next year, although the state expects $400 million more in revenue this year than anticipated. Dollar says most of the money can't be counted on in future years, and lawmakers had to pay for increasing costs of Medicaid. The measure will be debated by the full House Appropriations Committee today, followed by floor votes on Wednesday and Thursday. The Senate has passed its proposed budget. And Connecticut's legislature has jumped into an argument involving North Carolina over who was the first aviator to fly. Legislation waiting for a decision by Governor Daniel P. Malloy says Gustav Whitehead, a German immigrant who lived in Bridgeport, flew the first plane in 1901. That would be 2 years before the Wright brothers took off from Kitty Hawk. Republican State Representative Larry Miller of Stratford spearheaded the legislation. He says not crediting Whitehead has been a mistake that's now been corrected. But the Smithsonian Institution, which displays Wilbur and Orville Wright's plane in Washington, said arguments on behalf of Whitehead are absolutely wrong. Connecticut has a long history in aviation. Aircraft engines were made at Pratt and Whitney in East Hartford beginning in 1925. And famed helicopter maker Igor Sikorsky set up shop in Stratford, Connecticut in 1929. WCHL News Time, 641. 19 minutes until 7 o'clock at WCHL. Wiley Post has today's commentary. It's about the NAACP and what it's doing for you. And that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Athletics. All coming up on WCHL.
Imagine behind the scenes at a typical jewelry store.
Boss, corporate's new ad campaign telling people we have a gazillion diamonds and we're like direct importers sounds great, but what will we do when people actually come in?
Yep, I just got the memo on that today from HQ. First, you badmouth Diamonds Direct. Second, you tell them we are now a direct importer.
Is that true?
Yes, we import direct from New York. Third, after you show them the few diamonds we have, dazzle them with our new technology, the virtual vault.
You want me to get them to pick out a diamond without seeing it in real life?
Exactly. We can't really compete with Diamonds Direct's selection of real diamonds, so now we're selling virtual diamonds from our middleman vendors.
Seriously? With virtual markups?
No, the markups are real.
Other jewelry stores are always trying to find ways to compete with Diamonds Direct, but it's not about showroom gimmicks and clever advertising. It's about what counts. Selection, service, quality, and value. And that's where Diamonds Direct wins every time. Real diamonds. Real expertise. Real value. Diamonds Direct Crabtree on Glenwood outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming Steakhouse.
In the nation, halfway won't cut it. That's why Nationwide Insurance offers brand new belongings. If something in your home is stolen or destroyed, we replace it with a brand new version.
Nationwide is on your side.
Call Mark Vitale, Nationwide Insurance, today at 919-933-4000. Visit Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard or allaboutinsurancenc.com.
Optional feature. Exclusions and limits apply. Damaged items may be repaired. Consult policy language for specifics. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe. Now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
You wouldn't start a new addition to your home without the right tools. And if you're growing your small business, the right tools are essential to success. At the UPS store, we have a small business growth toolkit that includes posters, flyers, brochures, a large retractable banner, and more. What's in your small business toolkit? Ask about our small business growth toolkit today at the UPS stores. Your go-to source for your to-do list.
The University Stores on Fordham Boulevard next to the Chapel Hill University Inn, Meadowmont, and Chapel Hill North.
Good morning. It is 6:44, 16 minutes until 7 o'clock.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Wiley Post. I've been asked a lot lately why the NAACP is in the news so much. Why is Dr. Barber on every news channel at the end of the day? When I reply that they're fighting for your rights, you should see the looks I get. And then I get asked, well, what has he done for me? Still, some believe the NAACP only fights for the rights of African Americans. Then I ask him, if they have a son or a daughter in an overcrowded classroom, do they have a grandparent in a local nursing home? Do they know of a college student here in Chapel Hill attending UNC from another state? Do they draw their drinking water from an on-site well or a public water supply? This is what the NAACP is fighting for, among other issues the far right is pushing through our General Assembly. The right of every student in North Carolina to receive the best education we can afford to provide, with smaller class sizes, better teacher pay, and the incentives we need to get more teachers that want to move to Orange County to either begin or continue their careers. Who wouldn't want their kids in the best schools in the state? Because your grandparent is in a nursing home, will they still have the right to vote? Will you have to take off from work to haul them down to the DMV to get them a government-approved ID or driver's license just to exercise the right to have a voice in our democracy? We send our best all over the world to make sure a goat farmer from 20 miles away gets to dip his finger in the ink jar and cast his vote. Why do we block voting rights here? Do you know someone attending UNC will be penalized? Their parents will be denied tax breaks of the college expense if their son or daughter votes where they attend school and not where their parents live, even in another state. These are the issues the NAACP wants to bring out into the open and allow the citizens to be aware of and not just to have face time on local news. We need to show our support for these citizens who continue to sacrifice their time to bring these social views and radical ideas out into the open that soon will become law if we don't voice our concern to our elected officials. We, as an informed voter, want to understand these issues, and it's the NAACP and Dr. Barber that will help us. And this is Wiley Post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM. WCHL.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Inside Carolina Athletics. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Game 3 of the Super Regional between Carolina and South Carolina on the diamond at Bochimer Stadium was postponed yesterday because of inclement weather. Start time today will be at noon, with the winner advancing to the College World Series in Omaha. For the loser, the season comes to a conclusion. The Tar Heels will be tossing Bent Moss, the sophomore from Enfield, comes into the matchup with a record of 8-1 on the season. Meanwhile, three freshmen garnered National Collegiate Baseball Writers of America Freshman All-America honors the other day. Sky Bolt hit .335 with six home runs and 50 runs driven in. Landon Laster reached base better than 50% of the time while hitting .359 this year. And pitcher Trent Thornton amassed a 10-1 record with eight saves and an earned run average of 1.28.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
In Olympic sports news, four UNC field hockey players will be representing the United States at the World League semifinals in London, June 22nd through the 30th. The four players include Rachel Dawson, Caitlin Falgowski, Jackie Kintzer, and Emily Wald. And finally, in UNC men's soccer news, the schedule is out for 2013. It features 10 NCAA tournament teams from a season ago. The regular season will begin on August the 30th versus Monmouth in the Carolina Nike Classic.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
And, of course, we got the game for you right here on 97.9 FM WCHL. Starting at 12 noon, it will also be streamed live from our website, chapelboro.com. Wherever you are, you can follow the Tar Heels and support them, be there with them in spirit. Carolina versus South Carolina today, 12 noon. It is 6:49 at WCHL, 11 minutes until 7 o'clock. Coming up next, Rand Northam has a look at your traffic.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know your home-based business may not be covered by your homeowner's insurance? Many people have started a home-based business, but there's strict guidelines between homeowners and business insurance policies. Business pursuits within the home or conducted in a detached structure are excluded from the standard homeowner's policy. Don't assume your home-based business is covered for property liability. Call High & Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
I moved here a few years ago and discovered UNC Family Medicine. I love that the doctors are up to date on the latest medical developments. I love the easy parking. And most of all, I love that my husband and my kids also go to UNC Family Medicine. The reassurance of knowing they are available by email or by phone, plus the knowledge they are among the best family medicine departments in the country, means I have peace of mind about our health care.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org.
UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
This month we're celebrating dads and grads at Great Outdoor Provision Company. We can help you find just the right gift that lets that special person know how much you appreciate them. Father's Day is right around the corner, so why not surprise dad with a fly fishing rod from Great Outdoor Provision Company? Stop by to see us for the largest selection of fly fishing equipment in the Southeast and find something that dad will really like. Or what about that graduate who's expecting a gift from you? We promise that they will love the wide mouth Hydro Flask bottle, now with the new Hydro Flip Lid. Come see us at Eastgate or online at Great Outdoor Provision.
All righty, then. Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. Let's check traffic. Here is Ram Northam.
Thank you very much, Ron. Good morning to you.
Well, good morning to you, and thank you for your part in the debacle yesterday.
Yeah, your birthday's over. It's back to regular life now.
Yeah, all the fun's over now. I was kind of depressed coming to work this morning.
Now you're just an old man.
Nothing to look forward to. Well, hey, thanks. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, man.
Well, we love you, Ron.
But I appreciate it. It was surprise after surprise yesterday.
That's right.
Good lunch, everything else. So, anyway, thank you very much.
You betcha. Glad to celebrate, and glad to celebrate the week with you. I'll be turning 26 this Saturday, so.
Oh, yeah.
Glad to take it along with you.
I know. Rand has his birthday coming up on the weekend, folks. The whole town ought to celebrate that one, too.
Oh, yeah, right. Exactly.
I think it's a good idea.
Well, traffic right now out on the roadways. One early morning slowdown to let you know about. 15501 southbound, just past the East Franklin split, seeing a little bit of a delay. Nothing major out there on the roadways right now. I-40 moving smoothly. 15501 elsewhere. NC-54, the Durham Freeway, not reporting any additional delays. No accidents out there to start things off. And no rain to start things off this morning. That's good news.
Yeah, isn't that great?
Yeah, hopefully that'll stick around today as well and keep it clear for the game today as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call. You can also tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate your being on top of that.
You betcha.
We'll talk to you again in about a half an hour. All right, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by the all-new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, where you can enjoy a $3 happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. A variety of full-size menu items, just $3 each. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe in Chapel Hill's East 54th Shopping Center. Mostly cloudy today, 50-50 chance for showers this morning, then mostly sunshine in the afternoon. Our high today in the upper 80s, about 88, 89. Tonight clear with a low in the upper 60s, and tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the low 90s. So some really muggy weather is on the way. And time now for celebrity birthdays on WCHL. Always excited to tell you about this. U.S. Representative Charlie Rangel, the Democrat from New York, is 83. Actor Gene Wilder is 80. That's hard to believe. Jackie Stewart, International Motorsports Hall of Famer, 74 years old today. Singer Joey D, remember Joey D and the Starlighters and Peppermint Twist, 73 years old. Actress Adrienne Barbeau, 68. Frank Beard of ZZ Top is 64. Ironically, he's the drummer and he's the only one without a beard. Frank Beard, 64 years old today. Animal rights activist Ingrid Newkirk is 64. Rock singer Donnie Van Zandt, 61. Pro Football Hall of Famer Joe Montana turns 57 today. And actor Hugh Laurie is 54, perhaps better known as House. 54 years old today. Actor Joshua Jackson is 35. And actor Shia LaBeouf is 27 years old today. Got some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. Becky Lynchek has a birthday. Happy birthday, Becky. Fred Stipe also has a birthday today. And our birthday winner, the winner of a $10 gift certificate from the UPS stores, Metamod and 15501 Forna Boulevard, Julia Bond Smith. Congratulations, Julia Bond Smith. Thank you so much for doing what you do every day. And happy birthday, Julia Bond Smith from WCHL. Rock and Roll Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ron Stutz at WCHL. And Freddie Cogger has strolled in here. And
who knows
what rock and roll trivia he will reveal today.
We're going back to the 80s today.
Oh, good. All right.
Did you have a good birthday?
Yeah, it was really good. I'm another year older now. Yeah, absolutely. I've slowed down even more. No, I'm just kidding. I'm fine.
Right.
I feel exactly the same way I did two
days
ago.
You know what? I mean, it really is. I mean,
yeah, I don't feel my age at all.
Yeah, that's good.
Most days.
That's good.
And physically, sometimes I feel it, but mentally, I feel like I'm 12 or something.
Well, that's yes.
I can relate.
Psychologically.
Yeah.
You know, growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional.
This is very true. Yeah. Age is mind over matter.
Exactly.
You don't mind, it don't matter.
It don't matter. That's right. I try and
Satchel Paige.
Abide by that philosophy.
Well, speaking of philosophy, we're going to go to number one hits today.
Okay.
This is a three-part question.
Uh-oh.
30 years ago, this was the number one tune in the land that Ron's about to play.
Named 30 years ago?
30 years ago. Name the tune.
Okay.
The artist and the guitarist who provided the hot licks for the track.
All right, there you go. Three-part question, and you got to listen carefully to this song. I'm just going to play the beginning of it. I think everybody will get it right away. What is the song? What is the artist? And who is the famous guitarist? You got any inclination as to what that is? Surely you know it by now. Call right now, 919-929-WCHL. If you know the name of the song, the name of the artist, and the famous rock and roll guitarist he got to play on the record.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Vicki Ryder is today's WCHL hometown hero. You've probably seen her performing with the Raging Grannies.
We're what we call an international disorganization of older women. The first gaggle of grannies was started up in Canada and British Columbia back in 1986. What we're about is trying to make this a better world for our grandchildren by making sure that they have clean water to drink, clean air to breathe, that they have easy access to the voting booth, to higher education, to health care, to all of those things that we think will make the world a better place for them.
The Raging Grannies care very deeply about a number of issues affecting us here in our community, and they get their message across through music.
What we do is write our own lyrics to old familiar melodies so that our lyrics will carry that message to the people we think need to hear it. And then we get out there and we sing that message. There are about 100 gaggles of grannies throughout Canada and the U.S., and we all are doing the same thing in our own way. In North Carolina, we have an active gaggle in the Triangle area, and we're working to get gaggles started also in Greensboro and in Winston-Salem and any other place where women of that certain age think that they want to do what we do.
Vicki, I know that you've been very involved in local politics. It seems that you guys appear wherever there's any kind of a demonstration or protest. I know that you have also been involved in Moral Monday, obviously something that is near and dear to your heart.
Yes, and I think for all the grannies, and each of us makes an individual decision about whether or not to engage in civil disobedience. That's not something you do as a group. We support the Moral Monday movement. We're appalled, especially as grannies, you know, who we've been through the voting rights struggle in the 50s and 60s, and we've been through the reproductive rights struggle and the right to have easy access to the vote. And so for the current legislature to be dragging us back to having to fight those fights again is simply, well, let's just say it gets our knickers in a knot.
We're talking about Vicki Ryder of the Raging Grannies.
But I want to tell you, Ron, that I'm uncomfortable with the title of hero. I'm just doing what any responsible citizen should do and what I think is my responsibility and duty as a citizen to do. It's a shame that that actually turns me into a hero.
You're going to hear more about Vicki Ryder next hour on WCHL. Congratulations. And congratulations also Daniel Corley, who called in with the answer to the question. This morning, Michael Jackson, Beat It, and the famous rock and roll guitarist, Eddie Van Halen.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCH.